Dr. James Muller is chief of the Division of Cardiology at the University of Kentucky. He has had a 20-year professional relationship with Russia's top cardiologist, Yevgeny Chazov. Dr. Muller says Yeltsin's staff may ascribe his health problems to overexertion, but the Russian president's condition is surely more serious than that.
The biggest difficulty that Yeltsin has is that he and much of the rest of the Russian population have very extensive atherosclerosis.
From eating fatty foods
The diet is a problem. Lack of exercise. There's a lot of, I don't know if he smokes, but there is a high rate of smoking. So these are the things that cause the disease.
I get the impression, and this is just an impression from what I have read, that that Yeltsin is holding out the possibility of heart surgery as something that will remake him, that will make him all better.
That's the kind of statement many of my patients make who have blockages in the arteries that cause angina whenever they do anything.
And angina is chest pains.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And when they do something either physical or become excited, they get chest pain. And those patients often choose to have surgery simply because they want to be more active.
But is that necessarily a good idea if you are in as apparently bad shape as ever, all of these reports seem to tell us Yeltsin is?
Well, the benefit from surgery has to be weighed against the risk. And from what we're hearing, and I don't have direct information, it sounds as though he has some other conditions, perhaps kidney or liver difficulties, that could put him in a higher risk category. So I think it may be that higher risk is not outweighed by the benefit, and that maybe surgery is not indicated.
It sounds as though your friend, Dr. Chazov, has a very difficult patient on his hands in Boris Yeltsin.
I think he may have a difficult patient, and he's got a very difficult situation with cardiologists all over the world second guessing. And it's caring for a leader is a very difficult thing. And I'm sure that is part of the complexity involved here, is that this is many, many inputs into this decision regarding surgery.
Dr. Akchurin said about the Yeltsin operation, he said, it is not a walk in the countryside. It's a most serious surgery that the president is expected to undergo.
Yes. Well, that would be consistent with what's been said, that he's had more than one heart attack. He might even have had a recent heart attack. I've heard that said publicly. And generally, you like to delay surgery after that. If he has kidney dysfunction or liver dysfunction, those things can make the post-operative care more dangerous. Normally, to just do a bypass operation in a 65-year-old man, the risk of death might be in the 2-3% range. If you start adding on complications, you might end up in the 20-40% chance of death during surgery. And no surgeon really wants to do that kind of an operation. The medical management is usually preferable under those cases.
Especially if the person whose life is at risk is the head of government.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it makes the whole thing even more complicated. And but you know, the best medicine is, I think, really to try and treat him as if he were not the head of government, and just say what would be best for this person. And I'm sure they're struggling to do that. I think that the option of medical therapy, since I'm a cardiologist and we use medical therapy, it's not so bad. Aspirin, beta blockers, lipid-lowering drugs, all of these things can prevent future heart attacks. And if you can stabilize a person, even though they have some limitation, maybe some shortness of breath, maybe some chest pain with heavy exertion, people can function rather well for very long periods of time with that kind of condition.
Thank you very much for helping us out.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. James Muller is the chief of the Division of Cardiology at the University of Kentucky. We reached him in Lexington.